A week ago, the Dayton Sewing Collaborative was canceling events and closing the doors to its studio space because of the coronavirus pandemic. But that changed on Friday when the group launched a brand new project producing face masks for the community. WISO's Lila Goldstein reports.
Right now, more than 30 Dayton sewists are at their homes putting together colorful face masks to distribute to community members. Director Brenda Rex says these masks are not certified for virus protection, but they can provide some protection for those who still need to interact with the public, like workers at assisted living facilities or drug treatment centers. She says this is one way to get involved in a time when people feel helpless.
It's something they can do at home, and they don't have to, you know, go out in public and expose themselves to, you know, the virus. So I think it's just a perfect use of home skills.
The organization has already received 1,200 requests for masks. To get involved with the project, go to Dayton Sewing Collaborative's Facebook page. For WYSO News, I'm Lila Goldstein.